News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey folks, listen, I want to thank you so much for the reception this audience has been giving this show. 2 months in now. 2 months in, and we, like for instance, we download the segments of the show the next morning. You can always pick them up like in podcast form. If you want to hear just the monologue, the Right Side Way, or if you want to hear an interview with somebody, you can just go to rightsideradio.org. That's www.rightsideradio.org. And all those, there's a little section on there where you can download those podcasts. Over 4,000 downloads in the first 60 days. I'm blown away by that. You know, and I don't know, maybe some, you know, social media influencer somewhere has a whole lot more than that, but that feels like a lot to me, and I'm just thankful. It's an honor to have this platform and be with you on a daily basis. But folks, we got all kinds of stuff in the news. I mean, like I'm not going to go into all of them right now because I got all the paper here and I want to unpack them in detail. But you know, there's some interesting developments out there right now. For instance, let me just touch on some things and sort of tease the topic, if you will. But we've got stuff happening right now in Afghanistan. Did you know the Taliban formed a new government? Well, they did. We're going to talk about that in some detail because I'll be honest with you, I refuse to allow that storyline to drop off the radar. And then you've also got the fact that, you know, literally, I think the Biden administration is just totally wanting it to drop off the radar. In fact, Senator Tom Cotton said, just right now, I'm seeing it up for the first time. It just popped up on Fox. He says, Biden wants Afghanistan out of the news so the Dems can focus on their $3.5 trillion reckless spending. I agree with that. I think they want it out of the way. But the Taliban formed a new government. Yay for them. How about that? Go do the thing to see if you can really run a country. I doubt it. But they're out there right now. And the people they named, but folks, this is a hardline government. This is old school Taliban. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. I tell you what, let's just do this. Hang on a second. Copper, you got some clips ready, I guess. Let me do this. Go ahead, Copper, if you would, get clip six ready. We'll run that before the break because clip six is going to be Brett Baer. Let me reach from my paper, my stacks of paper here on this topic right here. I got them all laid out. Do my research before the show starts. But the Taliban announces their new government. I'll just take this one right now. Let's go ahead and do it. The Taliban announced their new government, and they've got a guy. And by the way, when I was in Afghanistan, we knew about the Haqqani Network. All right? I've been hearing about the Haqqani Network forever. Well, Salahuddin Haqqani is wanted by the FBI. He was named as the acting interior minister to the new Taliban government. Haqqani is the one who leads the militant group, the Haqqani Network. All right? The U.S. designated that group a terrorist organization in 2012. The FBI is currently offering a $5 million reward for information leading to Haqqani's arrest, and now he's the interior minister of the new Taliban government. Copper, I tell you what, if you're ready, go ahead and play clip six. Brett Baer on Fox News talking about this very thing, I believe. Clip six, Copper.
You know, the deputy leader of the Taliban is a guy named Siraj Haqqani. Now, if you go on the State Department's Rewards for Justice website today, right here, this is a bounty for Siraj Haqqani, $5 million that leads to the arrest of Siraj Haqqani. Well, we know where he is. He is in the Afghan capital of Kabul, and he's helping steer the Taliban. And we, as a government, are dealing with the Taliban for the security of U.S. troops and the evacuation that's ongoing. That is the thing that has really stunned a lot of national security experts.
It's also really important to...
All right, you can stop it there. You know. You can stop it there. That's Brett Baer confirming the exact same story that I pulled down today to bring to the show. And yet, you know, it just boggles the mind. All right, so there's that. We're going to also cover down on how is it that, you know, all the extra unemployment compensation that other states have still been giving out that are influencing people not to go back to work. Well, it ended yesterday. You know, I talked about that last Friday. It ended yesterday. What's that going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Reports are in that the states that have moved away from that the soonest are the ones who are recovering the quickest. Go figure. And so we're going to cover down on that. And why does that matter? Well, it matters because it shows you that some of the things your state is doing are leading the way in terms of good public policy. There are things that we don't do well, and I'll call it out when I see it. But in that regard, I will say this. One of the best things that happened in terms of economic recovery for the state of Alabama was when Governor Ivey said, enough, no more of the enhanced unemployment compensation. We're not paying you to stay home. So that ended June 19th for us. For a lot of the rest of the world, and I think there's like half the states like Alabama did away with it. And we're the ones helping prop up the economy right now. Unbelievable. Folks, there's more than that. There's other things going on, like why is Governor Newsom's recall election mean something to Alabama? I'm going to tell you, and you're going to find it interesting. And then we're going to spend some time in the next half hour talking about COVID world and some restrictions, things that are happening, and talk about the way forward. All right, folks, Phil Williams, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. I got caffeine and chocolate, and I am ready to roll. Right Side Radio, we'll be right back.